Audible Frontiers presents The Fountains of Paradise, written by Arthur C. Clarke and narrated by Mark Vitor.
Politics and religion are obsolete. The time has come for science and spirituality. Sri Jawaharlal Nehru, to the Ceylon Association for the Advancement of Science, Colombo, 15th of October, 1962. Introduction. In the two decades since the 1978 Sources and Acknowledgements was written, there have been some astonishing developments in this particular field of space engineering. The literature is now so extensive that I can no longer keep up with it. I contributed to it myself at the 30th Congress of the International Astronautical Federation at Munich in 1979. See The Space Elevator, Thought Experiment or Key to the Universe, reprinted in Ascent to Orbit, a Scientific Autobiography, John Wiley and Sons, 1984. Perhaps most amazing is the discovery of the material that will make the elevator possible. As I suggested in this novel, it is indeed carbon, but not, fortunately, diamond. The unexpected and Nobel Prize-winning discovery of the C60 molecule, Buckminster fullerene, has opened up the prospect of materials hundreds of times stronger than steel. Indeed, one of the first statements made by Smalley and Croteau when they discovered this material was that it could be used to make a space elevator. In 1979, I recorded much of the novel on a 12-inch record, Cadman TC 1606. The record sleeve had a long essay about the space elevator, together with a drawing of it reaching from Sri Lanka to geostationary orbit. And by a truly incredible coincidence, these were kindly provided by my old friend Buckminster Fuller. What a tragedy that he never lived to see the discovery of the material bearing his name. The space elevator does indeed seem to be an idea whose time has almost come. At a recent workshop at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Alabama, NASA engineers concluded that this is no longer science fiction. For details, explore their website, www.nasa.gov. And that was science fiction when I wrote the novel. One of my most valued possessions is a photograph taken aboard the Space Shuttle Atlantis during the first mission, STS-75, to lower a payload on a tether, one small step toward the space elevator. It shows astronaut Jeffrey Hoffman with a copy of this book floating in space beside him. When they returned to Earth, the shuttle crew autographed it and mailed it to me. Finally, I'd like to record that I had the great pleasure of meeting the charming inventor of the space elevator, Yuri Artsutanov, in Leningrad during my visit to Russia in 1982. See my collection of essays, 1984, Spring, A Choice of Futures. And I am glad that Yuri has now received recognition for his brilliant and daring concept. Colombo, Sri Lanka, 21st of September, 2000. Preface. From Paradise to Taprobany is 40 leagues. There may be heard the sound of the fountains of Paradise. Traditional, reported by Friar Marignoli, A.D. 1335. The country I have called Taprobany does not quite exist, but is about 90% congruent with the island of Ceylon, now Sri Lanka. Though the sources and acknowledgments will make clear what locations, events, and personalities are based on fact, the listener will not go far wrong in assuming that the more unlikely the story, the closer it is to reality. The name Taprobane is now usually spoken to rhyme with plain, but the correct classical pronunciation is Taprobany, as Milton, of course, in Paradise Regained, Book 4, well knew. From India and the golden Chersonese and utmost Indian Isle, Tap Robbanee.